Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Got your camera right?
Got it right.
I know things change when we're gone for a week.
Well, details.
Details,
I'm
baby.
Back to the details.
Back to the details. We are back. It is a live in-studio presentation of TMOS, and it wouldn't be a return if we didn't have something new for you. Now, we did miss the convention, the GOP convention,
yes,
while we were gone, but that gave us the opportunity to introduce a brand new character. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Teleprompter Trump. Woo!
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Donald.
This is Teleprompter Trump. I swear to you that I will make sure everything is fine with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, are you reading from a teleprompter now?
Yes, I am. So, I am currently reading from a teleprompter. That's why people will be... I'd like to announce,
yes,
that I am ahead in the polls today.
Good.
That is a very good thing. I am happy. I am very happy. Anyone supporting me? What's the matter with the sound, Oscar?
I'm just asking around to look at the board. Something's changed.
Is it too loud?
He's in the red.
He's fine over here.
Yeah, but you have to look at his channel.
I'm also looking at this channel.
Why improve yourself on vacation? Why not come back with the same attention to audio detail you had before?
Mr.
Should
Trump.
Should I be hotter or softer?
Mr. Rob? Trump, you sound fine.
Softer, please.
Thank you. A tale of two answers. One guy says, fine. The other guy tells the truth. And that's what it's all about. It's about the truth. Oh, I see how loud it is. Now I'm going to tell. Now it should sound better.
It sounds great.
Very good.
I'd like to tell the TMOS audience that unfortunately, I do not have my vocal process. But I will be reading off the teleprompter from this point forward.
So all of your remarks are prepared?
Yes, all of my remarks are prepared. I will not be saying anything off the... Well, one thing.
Okay.
Ted Cruz sucks.
Hey!
Sorry. Anyway, how about me?
Yes, how about you? Do you have any remarks about you?
How about me? And how about... Let's bring in Melania. Come on in. Come on in, Melania.
I didn't think she'd be here.
Like my father said to me, to be or not to be? That is the question.
Get off the stage.
Rings familiar?
She reads books.
She hold it. What's that?
She reads books.
Do you read books?
I'm getting another reverb unit.
Okay. So is it going to be a bigger or a smaller one?
How does this sound?
Ah. Ah.
Does it? Yeah, I like it so much better. I'm very happy that everyone that watched the convention and everyone that came to the convention really likes me. Really, really likes me. We had a good convention because I realized we're in trouble. We're in trouble overseas.
Yes.
We're in trouble in the United States.
Yes.
We're in trouble. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Melania's coming.
Oh, here comes Melania Trump, yeah.
Do you like green egg and ham?
Get out of here.
Hey, Donald.
Thank you very much.
Can you offer Melania a bit of advice? Is when she's speaking to us, don't hit the mic with the coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Perhaps you'd like to speak to my son, Eric.
Please.
Eric, come on in here, Eric.
I love you, Dad.
There we go.
Was that also on the teleprompter?
That was on the teleprompter.
Very good.
So I commit to you, if you vote for me, I will bring back more and more and more of a New York accent, just like you get with teleprompter Trump. For hours, I have practiced my speeches on the teleprompter. And when I yell, I become more and more New York.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It just comes out, right? You can't help it.
Hickory dickory dock.
Now, do you have anything on your teleprompter? I wanted to ask about your very dramatic entrance with the Queen music and the smoke and the backlit, and it was very exciting.
Hold on.
Okay, scroll.
Go to page 3. Queen sucks because now they don't allow me to use their music anymore.
So you're not a fan?
I had to settle for the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want. Huh. But I will tell you, with the Trump presidency, I will do it. I will do it all, and I will take care of you. Make America great again.
Will Oscar and I get what we want?
Based on the projections for the future, I say no. Thank you, and good night, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, they got... It's a bit barren here, isn't it? Yes. Yes, more apparatus, please, nurse.
The EEG, the BP monitor, and the AVV.
Yes, certainly,
Doctor. And get the machine that goes bing! And get the most expensive machines in case the administrator comes.
Behind you. Lovely, lovely. Jolly good. That's better. That's much, much better. Yes, more like it. Still something missing, though.
Patient.
Yes.
Where's the patient?
Anyone seems like
patient.
Ah! Oh. Here she is.
Bring it over here.
Mind the machine.
Sorry, Dr. Spence.
Come along.
Come on.
Jump on, then. Up.
Hello. Now, don't you worry.
We'll soon have you cured.
Leave it all to us. You'll never know what hit you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Drips up.
Injections.
Can I put the tube in the baby's head?
Only if I can do the episiotomy.
Okay.
Okay. Legs up.
Right. What do I do?
Yes?
What do I do?
Nothing, dear. You're not qualified.
Leave it to us.
What's that for?
That's the machine that goes bing. You see, that means your baby is still alive.
And that's the most expensive machine in the whole hospital.
Yes, it cost over £750,000.
Aren't you lucky?
The administrator is here, Doctor.
Switch everything on. Morning, gentlemen. Morning, morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Parker.
Oh, very impressive, very impressive. And what are you doing this morning?
It's a birth. Ah, what sort of thing is that?
Well, that's when we take a new baby out of a lady's tummy.
Wonderful thing to do nowadays. Ah, I see you have the machine that goes bing!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us any time. Our show today brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Oh, have I been enjoying my Bowl and Branch?
Boo.
You know, my current situation requires me to do a lot of sack time, whether I'm awake or not, and I love my Bowl and Branch. You know the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day? Do you? Mm? Do you?
Mm?
Do you? Mm? Mm? Do you? Do you? Well, it's getting a good night's sleep, my boy.
In case
please,
the administrator's
pay attention.
Come by.
You're not qualified. One company has set out to make that possible, Bowl and Branch. Bowl and Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. Their bedding is so soft, it'll be the new standard of comfort you measure everything else by. You can only get their product at one place, bowlandbranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. Amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of hundred bucks. Just visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com.
bowlandbranch.com and try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have their fair trade certification and they donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. They're good folks. Just remember bowlandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS, and we thank them. It's good to have them back on the air. We're
love
glad
it.
To
oh,
yeah. be with you.
Yes.
After our little break, a tremendous amount transpired last week. Rob, I don't know if you have the graduation music. Do you have it handy?
Oh.
Because our boy, Oscar Santana, walked down the aisle, and I'm not talking about getting married. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, he is officially, as I wait for that music to come up, which I assumed might be ready, but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is... There it is. That's the graduation music.
Pomp and circumstance,
mm-hmm.
Mike.
It is official, and this is the way I will put this, thought about this morning. This is the only way that I can articulate this. I am now working with the most educated person I have ever worked for in my life. And did you hear I said worked for? Because soon he will be taking everything
over.
Of course. Because otherwise, you know, it'll just go to seed. And, you know, he has a plan, because that's what you do when you get that degree. You learn how to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Rob and I go, time to take a shit. That's the way it goes. So, I mean, that's
Mike,
really it.
Mike, it took me 2 years at VCU to get to that part.
I am delighted to say that from the Robert H. Smith, did I
yes,
get
sir.
That right?
Yes, sir.
From the Robert H. Smith School of Business, a master's of business administration, one of the most difficult degrees, right up there with a law degree.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, I'm proud of him. He's got his MBA, Mr. Oscar Santana. Yay. He's very generous online, saying thank you to all of us. That was terrific. And you got to feel, I would imagine, an amazing weight off of your shoulders.
Today is the first day that it's set in. So you're
really?
Catching
me in
the euphoria of, I don't have to write a paper after this show. I don't have to read 30 pages or 60 pages or 90 pages by Wednesday.
From the bottom of my heart. I mean, you know, we lived this with you
yes.
for the whole run, and tremendous congratulations. Everybody, you know, you were pretty good at articulating it, but I think even with your explanation of what you were going through, I think only those of us that worked with you closely knew, you know, constantly that, you know, you would be 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and getting it done and, you know, working and doing the show. And, you know, Oscar for over a year took off Fridays because he had to be in class.
Right.
And he did it like probably most of the people in his class. They all worked full time and did the MBA program at the same time. So finally, the light at the end of the tunnel. Were there, you know, I never asked you this. Were there any blips, any glitches? Was there any time as you were hitting that home stretch where you said to yourself, I may, you know, there may be a problem here?
Because I made a horrible mistake.
There was, I guess, some watershed moments where you really had to get a gut check if this is actually possible. I would say I'd be lying if there wasn't any fewer than 5 times where I said, this may not be possible, simply because of the workload. And there's a lot of pressure that goes into performing at a higher level when, in, for example, you're really competing not just against, you know, your clock and what really is your time, but you're competing against your other colleagues, right?
Yeah,
because
right,
you're continually being measured. And for someone that really isn't comfortable competing like me, right? I really like a group effort, and I want everybody to succeed.
It's kind of like Top Gun, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it really is like if you don't cut it, you're
well,
it,
not
thank you,
quite
thank
as,
you very much.
Not quite as much gay subtext as Top Gun.
I don't know.
But thank you, Ice Man.
There was
I
a lot of it.
That.
So
that's a beautiful analysis. That is a movie with the greatest amount of gay subtext you will ever see.
Not that there's a thing wrong with it.
That.
Not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crash and burn, Maverick. Maverick Iceman.
And as I was posting the pictures with my family, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned, and they would call them stakeholders, people that really were invested, right?
Right.
And outside of my family, it was you guys and the guys on Big O and Dukes, where there were times where you both ended up doing a lot of the heavy lifting because you knew that I was going through a tough program, and there were days where whether it was Fridays or a Thursday afternoon meeting, where I couldn't be at 100% or be on my A game, right?
Yeah, that's it was something that was truly, fun to watch, and really, I meant it. I mean, it's just, for me, it is the feeling I get is kind of a parental feeling. I mean, where I'll mention it to people, in my own family. I mean, I'm not walking around going out to bars and go, I have an NBA on my crew now. No, what I mean, but my family, as you know, Oscar, places a pretty high value on that, and I think that. The way I feel about it, I look back. I've never said this on the air, but I will say it on the air. I go back right now, and if I would change one thing, I'd still be in the business of show. I really do believe that. I really believe this is what I do, and this is what I want to do, and I wouldn't do anything else. I just don't think I could. I might do a different variety of it, but at the same time.
Like burlesque?
Yeah, vaudeville. but at the same time, I think I really would have put the nose to the grindstone. And I think, Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, you probably felt the same way a little bit. And this was kind of redeeming yourself with that, where when you were going back and looking at all your other academic, history, you would kind of say, I'm going to right the ship here a little bit and pay attention. Because I look back on it, and I love the fact that I think that's the key to everything. It's the key to the city is to get a great education.
I see a common thread in all of us. I think we were all too young when we got our initial college educations. Because all you're thinking about in college, especially at VCU, because it's a stellar program, is just getting to the finish line and getting the piece of paper and getting out of there. Yes. And you're not...
Most college kids, most undergrad kids.
But I think that's the way. Because you're only, 21, 22 years old? And you're not really thinking about your long game plan. And so when you went back, you were able to really get the most out of it.
So, gentlemen, I think this is important to highlight. One is that the program... I knew it was going to be challenging because as far as executive MBA programs is concerned, it's top 10 in the country. It's number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
only number 7.
And
huh?
as faculty is concerned, they were just ranked for our EMBA program. They're ranked number 4 in the world as far as faculty is concerned.
Amazing.
So you've got these top tier talents teaching you. And the best way to articulate it is how to pull other levers on a wall that I did not know existed.
Right.
So. Since our inception as a business and as we've grown as a show and as a media company, I've been lucky enough to have some context within my undergrad education and my experience to say, okay, we pull this lever, this is going to happen, right?
Right.
What has happened with this degree is a wall of levers has opened up, and each one will solve a different problem.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
And really, that's really the context you put this education in.
The common thread with all this is that we all still love this business of show. But when you're doing something on your own, there are limits to what it is. And I'm not a businessman. And I've deferred the business of this show to Oscar for a good long time. And the fact is that I think we've got new and exciting things in the next year that are going to be planned for the show. I think it's going to be exciting, and I think it's going to benefit the listeners in the long run. And so we couldn't be happier for our boy, and we give him a round
of
applause.
Thank you so much.
Were there any babes in the class? Now I can say that now that you're out.
Yes.
Were there any?
Let's get real.
Were there any honeys? Were there any little hotties?
Yes,
any bright
there
girls
was.
In there?
There was.
Really?
Yeah. There is.
One,
two.
One, two.
Two. No.
I met one or two of them.
Solid.
I believe.
Yes, three. Yeah. Three solid.
The third one you kept for yourself?
Solid.
Didn't bring her by. That's nice.
You ever go up, put your hand on her shoulder, and go, I think that Roger Ailes is really getting a raw deal.
that's the one thing I definitely wanted to touch on when I was out of school, when that broke, that Roger Ailes had to resign.
Right. It was, here the thing is, they talk about him doing this guy, by the way, if you're living under a rock, you wouldn't know that at Fox News, one of the big stories last week was that the CEO of Fox News, Roger Ailes, was sued by one of the anchors for sexual harassment. Then they did an in-house investigation with the legal team, and it turns out He's done it a few other times.
It's really odd because he seems like a good guy.
No, the thing is, though, it's gross is what it is. Because you're thinking, you know, you think of a guy that's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, why don't you come by? Come by the office. And you've got a guy that really looks like, you know, they'd walk into his office and he'd say, you know, you get, really, as someone who appreciates the female form, there's an age restriction on that, and this guy is, what is he, 75?
Gotta be. Maybe. Gotta be. I'll find his age.
I think he's 75 years old, and he's 900 pounds.
Yep. Yeah.
So the fact is, you don't, even, you know, there's sexual harassment in the workplace is taboo. It is verboten in most circumstances. But when you're Jabba the Hutt and you're 900 pounds and you're 75, how gross is that if you're one of these premier anchor ladies, you know, that with legs up to here?
The article
she
I
could
read,
go play. He was 76 in May.
76.
The article I read said blonde and leggy was his go-to. Mm.
Gretchen Carlson. Wasn't that her name? Yes. Gretchen Carlson. And then Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, but I, so I guess the deep dive for the four articles I just kept reading over and over again, because I wanted to see how a guy like this actually got away with it for so long, especially right. in our current landscape of.
Can I just interrupt yes. for a second? You look at Fox News compared to any of the other channels, any of the news channels. There's only CNN, I guess, MSNBC.
Right.
You look at Fox. They're always sporting the minis.
He created that culture.
And also,
right.
if you
I didn't
look,
know that.
I have seen graphics where they do like a 12 by 12 grid of Fox News anchor girls, anchor ladies, and they're all blonde and leggy. It looks like mm-hmm. they've cloned them. There's yeah. like a Fox News look.
I think,
and you know that has to come from him.
The quote was, I want people to watch Fox News much like they watch Telemundo and the news. Without
the
volume.
That was a quote?
That was a quote that somebody allegedly said that was his mantra. Like, you want to watch his mantra. You want to watch Fox, again, allegedly, that you, right. he wants viewers to watch Fox News without the volume up. He wants
all
them just
know,
to have it on.
You know, you see him, there's one shot of him, like, limping out of his limo into the building, and you see him coming. I mean, he looks like me after the hip surgery, only, you know, 100 more pounds. Seriously.
Right,
I'm looking
right.
at the guy, and I look at him, and I'm like, how many... Like, not just anchor ladies, but I'm sure, you know, the television business is surrounded with
producers.
Attractive women.
Yeah.
How many women probably came out of, you know, meetings in his office after throwing up in their mouth?
Yeah.
How many times did that, seriously?
Or where, you know, someone took the opportunity to...
Oh,
to
advance up, even
yeah.
worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Megan, I dropped my pen. Oh,
and then there was
nasty.
Another article that said once... Everybody kind of understood what he was going for.
Right.
The executives, the female executives started wearing short skirts and low-cut blouses to the meeting.
I would.
It's too funny.
You know who else is blonde and pretty good-looking is Steve Doocy.
Steve Doocy.
So I'm not saying nothing about anything.
Yeah, Steve Doocy. Hey, Steve, come on into my office. Give me a little shoulder rub, won't you, please?
But from
Thank
the,
you,
how about a cup of coffee, dear?
Now, the latest on this story is apparently this was systemic through the entire Fox organization.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not hear the last of this where this was. Look, if you've got the main guy, the top of the heap. I worked in radio in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Hey, if the number one guy thinks it's okay, everybody gets to do it.
Definitely trickling down, if you'll yeah. pardon the expression.
I wasn't
culture,
referring
right?
to sexual harassment. I was referring to cocaine.
Of course.
But anyway, that's but hey, no names, no lies. That's the way that goes.
Briefly, in one of my final classes, we did an ethics audit.
Sure.
And I had to compare what our situation was here at More Broadcasting compared to certain situations.
Did an interview with
Yeah,
that.
Not just at CBS
right.
Radio,
remember,
but
yeah.
other broadcast
I'm dying
houses.
To hear about the ethics audit for this business.
No, we actually...
Mike, we're going to have to talk after the show.
Right.
We actually had a solid review overall because we are a small business, and within a small business...
Yeah, we can't get away with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're also working to make strides in our own place, right?
Mm-hmm,
and our own right. way to forward that ethics side of the business internally. But for major broadcast companies, when the culture is set, like in Fox, from the top down, that mandates certain compromises and really not just
what does that mean? Now you went into NBA mm-hmm. speak.
No, I'm sorry. So instead of
I'm glad I wasn't the only one. Instead Mike.
Of, no, I didn't get that one.
Okay,
mandates.
So,
I heard mandates certain.
I apologize.
Reboots,
so
I'll yeah, circle
so,
back with you.
No,
Stop
no,
with
no,
the
no.
NBA speak.
So my point is
I
this.
Heard.
All right, so if in general, you know, when you run a business that you can't dictate a dress code that is sexy or it is kind of just taboo in the workplace, sure. Right? If you create a workplace environment that says, yes, low cut blouses are awesome, short skirts are the way to go,
right.
That you are compromising what should be the typical norm for a workplace dress code, right?
Okay.
So when you do that, when you say that I need to see cans and I need to see legs.
Hey,
Mike, we can't.
That's not okay. Put your shirt down.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
When your actions dictate that,
a guy like you could really go places.
And the people that play ball that way are moved up in the ladder.
Yeah.
You are setting a standard, right?
Sure.
Are.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because yes. It's not said. It's unsaid, but yes. It rolls that way.
So, for example, at certain broadcast entities like us, like CBS Radio or let's say Clear Channel, right?
Sure. iHeartRadio.
If they are, and I'm not 100% sure this is the case still, but if they are celebrating and promoting people that are managing in certain ways unethically, then people think you have to act unethically to move up.
An unspoken principle is set. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is also the two big pieces of news that Rupert Murdoch himself, the like 85-year-old, he's taken over Fox News now. And one of the things that they're responding to because of all the controversy is that Fox will be instituting, at least for the women,
yes.
An Amish look. Oh. Which is going to be.
Well, isn't he dating Blonde and Leggy?
Yeah, Blonde Rupert? And Leggy. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right, Jerry.
Yeah, but she's going to be wearing a bonnet and a fully buttoned-up cotton shirt. That's the way.
And you know what? It really is. When it boils down, it's all about money and ratings. Wouldn't it be great if they replaced Fox and Friends with a show called Blonde and Leggy?
Blonde and Leggy.
Blonde and Leggy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now here's Pamela.
Well,
all right.
Well, isn't CNN doing the same thing now?
Well, CNN, you know.
Slowly. I mean, I've seen the anchors get much more attractive over this past couple years.
I think that they're bringing in some ones that are hot, and I think Carl Bernstein, he caught my eye pretty significantly, you know?
Yeah.
Man, he does not look a day over 65. Man,
that mouth.
Yeah, what a great mouth. Take a break. I've been such a junkie about it. We'll talk about that. But when we come back, I want to give you a little health update and let you know how I'm progressing with my brand new physical therapist.
Yes.
It's been a real awakening. I'm very excited about it. We'll take a break, come back with more, and congratulations again,
Thank
Oscar.
You, yeah, gentlemen. Oscar. Thank you. Appreciate
this
it.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, you love listening to the Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll have it by tomorrow. Have you heard that before?
Sure.
If you're borrowing money, those are the exact words you want to hear. So borrow through Avant, because the money you borrow today could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. This is a wonderful company. You simply go to avantoffer.com. You check your rate. Checking it is risk-free. There is no effect on your FICO score. Sometimes when you check your rate, that can happen. You don't want it to. It's wonderful. You can complete your application in minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. This is what technology is doing for people with a company like Avant. They provide access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through Avant. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check the rate risk-free, your rate, go to avantoffer.com. Enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com. Promo code TMOS, avantoffer.com, and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yes, sir, Oscar
Santana.
Can I
just mention one quick thing I think you'll like? Yeah, I'm raising my hand like I'm in class.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So for graduation, you saw the pictures of my family, right?
You looked so happy.
Yes.
Your dad was beaming. It was great.
So
and that was your actual father.
Yeah.
I'm just checking because he wasn't tagged or anything. I didn't know if you called Central Casting and sent someone over.
Hello, Rent-A-Dad. All right. Yeah.
I'm not getting emotional. And I wanted to say this earlier, it just wasn't funny.
Oh, good.
So I'll mention this now. My father, and we've made, and Mike, your impression of him is still dead on. Even when I get to see him today, I hear your impression of him in his voice. he said something to me that was touching, and I think it was a throwaway for him.
Right.
He said that he was so excited taking the pictures that his hands were shaking.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that in itself meant the world to me.
The picture of your father was he was the one that jumped off the page when I looked at that. He was absolutely beaming. I know how much your father values education and instilled that into all of his children. And, you know, I mean, really, another thing I'm proud of, I don't give a rat's ass. I can get moderately
mushy,
real about. No, not mushy. I'm just talking about my. You hear a lot with politics and all the political coverage we've been hearing lately about immigrant stories. Yeah, and the fact is that this is a phenomenal immigrant story.
Yeah,
and this is an Hispanic immigrant story. And I'm extraordinarily proud. And I say it every chance I get that I, you know, work with somebody who is a first generation.
Not even first generation. I'm FOB.
Not even
FOB.
First generation. Yeah. FOB. FOB. Yes. Fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
As Oscar likes to say. This is so cool. And you look at this family, this overachieving family standing in front of the sculpture or wherever you were at the Robert H. Smith School at the University of Maryland. And you see this, it's a story.
It's a good story.
It's what it's about. And, man, it rocks. And I think it's fantastic. And it really is. Your old man just popped off that page because he must have been so proud of
him. And I have never seen Oscar's eyes glow like that without a half a bottle of Jack in it.
Didn't he look drunk? Didn't he look loaded? That's exactly right. Am I right?
But
that
it is
so true.
Such pure joy in your face. You know, I know you pretty well. We've known each other a long time now. And he was just so happy. It was really a joy to see the photos. Really great.
It's wonderful.
And the hat. I love you in a hat.
I just wanted to mention that. Thank you for indulging.
Good. I'm glad you did. And all your siblings were there, and Shannon was there. And I guess she did like a yoga thing in Mexico over the
week. She went to...
Cheated death.
She went to Mexico for a retreat. Who knows what happened there, Mike, but she came back in one piece. I saw all these guys in the group pictures. I was like, I don't know guys are going on this trip.
Yeah.
Can you help me with this? I'm having
a little trouble with this pose.
Can you help me with the abductors?
My downward dog isn't down enough.
There you go. Thank you. Well, everybody's back safe and sound.
Yes.
Now it's so I'm progressing really, really nicely with this. I would say that I'm ahead of schedule.
You look dynamite, and actually you feel that your voice doesn't sound right. Your voice sounds great.
It does.
It's a little raspy still from everything. Smoking.
You've lost weight too.
I gained before the surgery, and I lost in the last week. I gained like an animal. Carla pointed out to me
yesterday. Well, the hip is heavy. The new hip is heavier than what it replaced,
all
right?
All I did leading up to the surgery, because I was doing I was so sedentary.
Right.
And I wasn't. So I'm back on the stick. I'm doing PT twice a day. I had this physical therapist who kind of was routinely tardy and would call like 10 minutes before the end of the hour. And it got to me to be a little bummed that she was not going to show up on time. And then she was on vacation 2 weeks ago. And last week, I had a replacement physical therapist come in. And I really feel like this PT guy has been terrific.
So
really
you went from a lady to a man? The sub is a man?
Yeah, he's a man. And he called. And I probably knew things were going to be okay as soon as he gave me his name over the phone. He's a doctor. So I think he's a doctor who was educated out of the United States. And I think that's where he got his doctorate.
Nice.
And sometimes people come to this country and they're doctors in other lands.
Yes.
And they actually, do something like PT.
Right.
And then are, working their way into another area of medicine. But as soon as he said, I just had this feeling when he gave me his name. I had a feeling that things were going to be A-OK.
Sometimes a name is all you need. When you hear a name that you just instills a sense of trust or enthusiasm or excitement, the name can mean so much.
I don't have his first name, but I had the doctor and then his last name.
Okay.
And ever since I've had it, I now my son knows his name, my wife knows his name, and when he calls and he's on the phone, I know that things are going to be okay. And he's you know, he's made me turn a corner.
What's his name?
His name is Dr. Salsa. I am not lying.
S-A-L-S-A?
Dr. Salsa.
Wow.
I am not kidding you. It's special. It's special. You know, I had to ask twice. I had to ask,
sure.
The phone rang, not last week, but a week ago, last Friday.
Yes.
And he said, hello, is this Mike O'Mara? He said, yes. He goes, this is Dr. Salsa. And I was, could not have been more excited about the fact that, you know, now my son, when he leaves, when he's walking out, my son will say, goodbye, Dr. Salsa.
It really?
God's honest truth. Really
now, you
is.
Sure he's a doctor and not a guy handing out samples at Costco? Because that's what it sounds like.
Rob, when I heard that name, I don't question. I just do the exercises he tells me to
sure.
do.
Sure.
And then when he's ready to go, I say, so long, Dr. Salsa. I could not be more excited. So, you know, I think really whenever you ask me anything about how I'm doing, I'm going to say, everything's turned the corner now that I've got Dr. Salsa. That's the way it works, you know? He looks, he's probably in his late 40s.
Sure.
And he's a slight man. He looks like maybe he's perhaps of Filipino descent.
Could be.
I don't know. I'm
could
not quite
be.
Sure.
I'm not familiar with the surname.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the way it'll go, Rob, is anytime you ask me anything about, you know, my condition, having my
staples
out. Let's
role play this, all right?
Okay.
Mike, I want to know, we didn't speak much last week. I want to know how your PT went last week. How's it going?
It's going well, Rob.
When you do your physical therapy, Mike,
yeah,
do you take most of the credit or is there someone else who helps you do it?
I'd have to say... Dr. Salsa is the man that seems to be helping me out. Dr. Salsa.
Are you learning
guy.
Other dances outside of the salsa?
No, really just doing my hip abduction exercises. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Salsa. Okay, I want you to do 20 of these. These are standing sits. Standing sits. You do your standing sits right now. And we want you to move this over. Okay, now I want you just to wiggle your ankles. Wiggle your ankles. Oh, this is fantastic. I'll play my favorite one now. Hey, Dr. Salsa is here, everybody. Here we go. Listen to this.
Mami, quiero que sepa tú que te ves buena.
Are his scrubs the Fanta colors?
No, actually, he wears what would appear to be one of those Cubano shirts.
Oh. Like a wedding shirt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Comes over with a cigar in his hand.
You just have to lie in the bed. Now you're going to do some crunches, okay? You're going to do 20 crunches, and you do those twice a day. Everything's going to be fine. Hey. Hello, Mike. It's Dr. Salsa. Hey, Dr. Salsa.
Now, when he leaves, does he walk out the door?
No, he dances.
Really?
Just like this. Bye-bye, Dr. Salsa. We see him out to his car. There he goes. Walking down the back. That was another fantastic session. I enjoyed my 25 minutes to 30 minutes with you, Dr. Salsa. You come back Friday, huh? We have a fantastic time.
That's not so much fun lying,
Dr. Salsa.
Is he upbeat? Upbeat guy, or does he have a chip on his shoulder?
You know, that's an interesting question. I'd say he's not got no chip on his shoulder. I'd say he always has a smile on his face. He's my Dr. Salsa.
Does he have any like tools that he brings to PT, like maybe one of those big balls or a huge guitar?
Or maracas?
Nah, he brings a notebook, then he writes down the exercises. That's it. That's what Dr. Salsa. Hey! All right, how'd I do? Huh? That's good. Did I do the leg lift? That's fantastic. Okay. Now you take your leg and you lift it in the back and bring it back down front. Lift it in the back and bring it down front. Now you do mini squats. I want you to do mini squats. One, and two, and three, and four,
5 and 6 and 7. All right, Michael. Yes, sir. Doing a fantastic.
Thank you, Dr. Salsa.
Does he have to sign any forms to prove that you're doing your PT so the doctor knows that you're recovering all right?
No, no. He does not have to sign any forms whatsoever. He just has to hit that little lightweight drum that he likes. That's what he's hitting the whole time. It's fantastic. Dr. Salsa is my physical therapist. Now, the thing is, I thought the other lady was going to come back until he said, Dr. Salsa, I'd like to keep you as my physical therapist. Is that possible? He said, yeah, we send the other lady away. Yeah, no problem at all. That's it. That's the way we're
Was there anything good. Sinister in his voice when he said he was going to get rid of the other lady?
Did he have a machete in his hand? Yeah.
No, he was very nice. He's Dr. Salsa. Come on. Hey, come on now. Let's go. Here's the lady speaking English. Listen to her. She's great.
Hi, guys.
Esta nena es muy
sabrosito, baby. Oh.
What's she saying, Oscar? Do you know?
This song is really sabrosito, baby.
Oh, I can translate it. Hold on, let me hear it. I used to be Mike O'Mara's physical therapist, but he fired me.
Where are you in your physical therapy? Are you walking yet? Are you close to walking?
I've been walking since the day after surgery.
Without a walker.
Get you up not without a walker yet. That's 3 weeks. And then transition to a cane. It's an issue of balance, and it's actually quite interesting. But
cane or a walking stick, Mike? I think a walking stick is more your speed.
Well, that's a good question.
Maybe I use
a drum. Maybe I just lean on a conga, huh?
Oh, fantastic. Like the kids at the ice skating rink that have the big bucket in front of them.
Yeah.
Michael just walk around the house with a big Ricky Ricardo conga drum.
Because you look so much healthier on the monitor, it seems like you would just be living your life now.
As a matter of fact, before the show, we had to adjust your backdrop, and you effortlessly twisted and moved it.
I'm not an invalid, for God's sake. This is a...
And your thoughts are clear?
My thoughts are clear.
You seem to make sense.
And I'm eating cake, but you have to ask me what kind of cake it is. Okay?
What kind of cake are you eating, Mike?
Dulce de leche cake!
Was that a prescription cake?
Yeah, no, it was a gift.
From who?
Dr. Salsa!
Nice.
So that's the soundboard, and I actually put it together last week, and I played it for Dr. Salsa. And
you played it for him?
I put a lot of work into it. Scouring iTunes, trying to find just the right music.
Mike, that's a genius in what you do because, A, most people in your position, I would say, and look, I'm not putting, really throwing anybody under the bus here, but you have every right to say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm in pain. I'm in recovery.
Right.
But you built a soundboard with all, and by the way, the salsa hits I'm listening to, I know them. I've heard them before.
What? I'm not so sure you should say that. I don't know that makes you look any better.
Oh, I'm just saying he's playing the hits.
Good.
Rob, what's the bit you love on Saturday Night Live with Keenan, whatever his name is?
Oh,
what's up with that?
What's up with that? Exactly, with the big red suit.
So now, now it's just like, there's one particular thing. I think it's this one here. No,
yes.
That's not it. There's this one right here is like, it's like, so how you, so, anytime you guys ask me how I'm doing, this is the one that I'm going to, it's like, well, you want to know how I'm feeling,
Oh.
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's up with that? It actually starts with a little bit, and you can get that sort of faraway look in your eye when it starts.
Try it again. Just sort of monitor.
You know, Mike, I'm just wondering, you're doing good. You look good. But I want to know, how are you feeling?
Oh, let me tell you. I'll tell you right now. Everything's going hunky-dory. Thanks to Dr. Salsa. Yeah, baby. It's fantastic. All right, well, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar graduated from business school. Mike is still recovering from surgery. And we had an intern that got married, and I was hoping one of us was going to represent at the wedding, but I don't think that happened. His name is Zoolander. He's a dear friend of the show.
Dear friend.
And we'll come back and find out why Rob let us all down right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I'm wearing them right now. These are my Warbies. I call these my baby blues. These are the blue frames that I have. My Warby Parkers. If you hate getting new eyeglasses, The choice is the hassle, the expense. Forget about it. Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. I love Warby Parker. I love their price point. $95 that includes frames, lenses, and coating. I love the fact that they let you choose your frames by sending five pairs of glasses out to your house for 5 days so you can try them on and see how the family likes them, see how you like them. That's another thing Warby Parker does that's fantastic. I want you to go to warbyparker.com/TMOS. A lot of our listeners, we've met you. We know you wear glasses. Choose your five favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your five favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free.
And maybe you can get some of these beauties.
Baby blues.
My baby blues.
That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. So, you know, the whole summer, this whole summer is kind of about, you know, new and improved. You know, Oscar getting an MBA, you know, I'm getting surgery probably on both my hips so that I will be moving better than I've ever
You're moved. Feeling that's, like that's going to happen this later on?
Yeah, yeah, almost 100% Excellent. Chance. And so, you know, we're all improving ourselves, and Rob is, what'd you do?
Oh, you know, hung around the house. Did some pool time.
Buy any new t-shirts?
Time. I did not buy any new t-shirts, Mike. Okay. I did have a lovely outing to one of your favorite places, I know.
Oh, I know you went to the casino. You went to Charlestown Races and Slots.
A lot of people think there. A lot of people think that smoking is no longer popular in America. But I want to tell you that at Charlestown Races and Slots, the smoker is alive and well.
Oh, you smell of smoke when you leave Charlestown. I remember when I was like a regular at Charlestown, and you know, I come back after one of my weekends and I call Oscar on Monday. I go, I don't understand why the receivables are so low. But anyway, it was fantastic. So
I had the best quote from Rob as we walked in before the program, and I said, "How's everybody's week off?" And you know, I had class, and then I went into graduation. But I was expecting maybe to hear about a wedding or an outing, and Rob's like, "You'll be amazed how quick a week goes by when you don't do anything."
It's true. It zipped right by.
It flew by. But you know what? I will say this, and Oscar will back me up, that with my downtime and with Oscar's MBA and everything, you have been the anchor.
You're the guy
that holds down the fort for both of us, and you've been doing that. And you know, and it's appreciated. The one thing though, because we love Zoolander.
We do. And you know what? And I've said this on the air a dozen times. When I met this kid, I wanted so bad to hate him because he's got
a dazzling
white totally smile. He weighs 6 pounds. His hair is always just so. And I wanted to hate him, but he is so funny and such a good guy. And his now wife, Ashley, is a delight as well. So, how do you not like
him? Regular listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show remember Zoo. Zoolander was one of our interns, and he would come in, and whenever he'd be on the show, Rob would say something making fun of him, and he would say, F you, Rob.
That's right,
and
but he'd say the word. Yeah.
But as far as, you know, a team loyalty guy, a guy that's hung around us and supported our show
still
forever.
Still to this day.
Dare say Oscar wouldn't have graduated without Zoo.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, and Oscar and I both, I mean, I got an invite, and we all got invites to his wedding, and we were all going to go, and then circumstances prevented that from happening. And did Todd go? Did Todd go? Todd Moore went, yes.
You saw a photo of him, yes.
Yeah. Todd Moore went to the wedding. How come you didn't go? You got invited.
It's in
you
your
had
backyard.
No excuse.
It was not in my backyard.
Virginia.
Well, it's a big state.
You have to understand, Rob's backyard means his deck.
That's right.
That's
my backyard. One of the things that prevented me from wanting to go is the fact that you guys weren't there. I didn't think I'd know that many people there.
Oh, just the junkies in all of CBS.
What? They were all there?
No.
You see? But it's a liar.
That's Trav's wedding.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you? I couldn't believe you didn't go. What happened? You were
Zoolander. And by the way, That is a complete crock of S because you love strangers. You love to entertain.
Yes. Oh,
you're not
BS.
An introvert.
No,
that
you know,
is
no,
not
you know,
the there's, case.
That's horrible to go to a wedding where you don't know anybody.
What
it's
is
the
wrong
worst.
With you? You have no excuse. You didn't go. How
didn't,
can
go.
You didn't go.
I'm going to still send him a gift, and I sent him a note
what do you mean,
yesterday.
You haven't sent him a gift yet?
No, Mike, Emily Post says you have a year after the wedding to send the gift.
You are a bad friend.
Do you really like him?
I am not a bad friend.
Do you really like him or not?
I do like him quite a bit.
No, you don't.
I do. But you know what? I felt pretty wise when I was looking at the wedding pictures. Look at them having a great time at that outdoor wedding in 100-degree weather.
No, Rob.
Oh,
you
are such
didn't know.
A bastard.
Yeah, you didn't
that
know
is terrible.
It was going to be hot.
No, I did not know. But you know what? It worked out in
no,
my way.
No, but why didn't
the
you
The odds
go?
Were in my favor.
What's a good excuse?
You guys weren't going to be there. Didn't think I would know many people there.
You have no excuse. Oh, God. Is he on his honeymoon now? If
he is.
He's,
yes.
He's probably he's on it. We must book him. We must book him.
None of
he,
us posted. At least I sent a gift, for God's sake.
I
sakes.
Sent a gift from his registry. Yes, I did.
Where is he registered?
How do you even look at the invitation? Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm trying to think where he was registered. I forgot. I sent him something nice. I forgot.
Why
what
don't
was,
you
was...
like the interns?
I do like the interns. Well, some of them.
It would have meant the world if you would have gone.
Oh, he doesn't care if I'm there or not.
No, he loves that, man.
No.
The D-list celebrities we are, maybe E-list, he would have loved that at his wedding.
No, what, I don't think he would have cared.
I don't know. I don't understand the ABCs of you with this. I would have thought you would have been
free
first
food,
in
free
line
booze.
To go. Yeah, party, a good little party. I mean, it was just... What's the
It
what?
Just didn't work
tux
out.
Tux doesn't fit. What happened?
Well, you don't wear a tux to a wedding unless you're getting married.
Oh, okay.
So that's really not an issue.
Suit
doesn't fit. But no, I had something I could have worn.
Rob?
Mike?
Rob, what's wrong?
Are you ashamed?
Ashamed?
Why wouldn't you want to leave your house?
Keep going with the questioning. I don't know exactly where it's headed.
Like, I don't see a logical reason for you not to go to a friend's wedding.
He's a good friend, but I felt I wouldn't know a lot of people there. I might feel out of place. It's a whole day. And
I've never known you to be somebody that, I mean, you force-fed your way onto the Don and Mike show. You've got gregarious balls of steel.
Thank
What's
you,
happening
Mike.
With you? Snap the underwear around your waist, boy. I don't understand this. This
what,
is this.
What
is
else
the,
was
now,
planned?
I also understand that you guys feel sad that you weren't there, and had you mentioned that, are you going? If I had known that you felt I'm misrepresenting
did
the
you
show.
Feel, did you feel... Hold on, let me stop.
Mike,
hold
I've got on. Some intel coming in.
Okay, very
good. This is from our friend Ponyboy.
Oh, Matt Bloom.
Who's also in the room with us.
Pony, were you invited, Pony?
I was not.
No, but he would have gone. He would have gone.
He would have gone.
Yes.
He would have gone.
You can tell Rob is not happy. His leg is tapping and shaking the table.
You can also tell Pony's unhappy because he wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oh, that's so mean.
That's where we got to the level. That's where the cutoff was.
After you, Rob.
Oh, I'm sure you would have had fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Mara Show is back for you. Thank you.
As a matter
You're
of fact,
welcome.
I the you. Invitation might have been lost, but it was more of an offer for Pony is what it was, mm-hmm. is to stand atop the wedding cake.
Did you seriously feel that you would have been out of place?
Not out of place, but it wouldn't have been a great wedding because I wouldn't have known a lot of people there.
Wait, Todd was there.
That's one person.
And his girlfriend.
Okay, two people.
Is there any part of you, though, and I don't want to sound egotistical, but isn't there any part of you that thought that maybe, you know, you're the guy on the
people
show.
Know you.
People know
people
you.
Love
you would have
you.
Been you would have walked into the room and it would have been kind of cool for you to does that do you process
I don't think
that?
I don't think that that would have been the situation for him.
You
don't
think like that. You don't think about yourself that.
Do you not leave your house because there's strangers around?
Stranger danger, Oscar. We don't want to get into any trouble.
I think there's some underlying hate.
There's
some underlying hate.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna disagree with you. I'm gonna say there's not underlying hate, but this is an issue that we're going to deal with head on.
All right.
And I think this is.
Do you think I was a stunt invite?
No.
Like when you invite a celebrity to come?
No. No, not a stunt. Well, no. I don't think any of us were stunt invites. I think he is really into the show.
He loves the show and he loves all of us.
And he's an amazing supporter of the show and he was part of the show. But I still think when you get invited to a wedding, and it's somebody who is into what we do.
Right.
It's not a stunt invite, but it's somebody. There's a bit of a responsibility to show up because
all right.
You know, because it's going to make them. It's going to make them psyched.
It's for okay? them.
Let me give you the example. Okay.
All right.
My second failed marriage.
All right. I remember
where if the reception had measured up to the marriage. Life would have been grand.
It was an amazing reception.
But unfortunately, and I had stunt invites all over the place. I'm still proud of the fact that at my wedding, at my second wedding, was a Super Bowl MVP and an NHL Norris Trophy winner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was played. Rod Langway and Joe Theismann came to my wedding.
But only Joe Theismann walked in during the toast.
He walked in during the toast. Yes, he did. Not the toast. He walked in when we were going to be announced.
That's right. In a red jacket.
And I remember the little Nathan Lane that was running the whole show was just like,
Pepper.
Hold it, mister. Hold it. Hold it right there, mister. You're not coming in right now. And I was like, and Joe had like a red sport coat. I'll never forget.
It was blazing red.
But it was a great reception. But
best.
But the thing is, when you get people like that that show, it's a badge of honor. It's a cool thing that people that have any level of notoriety show up. So I was just curious, and I didn't ask you before the show.
It was
maybe I asked you real quick before.
We did a prompt decline when we got the invitation because.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let's stop right there. You see, you declined right. Did you have something on your schedule that you saw right away?
No, but I knew that you guys weren't going to be there. And Carrie said, "Are we going to go to Zoolander's wedding?" I said, "I don't think so. No one on the show is going to be there. So let's send back our decline."
Is it the same reason like you put Merle Rogers in the studio the day I come back after major surgery?
Yeah, it's exactly the same, Mike. Because I'm stupid.
I'm not stupid, but just like you think you need help when you don't.
And Mike, I'll let him answer. I apologize. Go ahead.
All right. No, I need help. How do you mean?
Like, for example, I love my friend Jimmy Cerrito.
Yeah.
Jimmy and I have been texting back and forth with the whole Tim Kaine thing. And Rob texted me last night and said, do you want to book Jimmy on the Tim Kaine thing? And I said, that would be a no. Just because we've been gone for a
right.
week and it's all about
we had a
us
lot
and
to cover.
We come
right.
back and I think sometimes,
just like to have the bases covered, because if you had thought it would be a good thing to mention, I would be prepared for it.
You know, we all bust each other's balls on this show, but I think sometimes, and this is one of them, that I need to reinforce to you.
Yeah, you're a star, baby.
Your value.
Yeah.
You're nice to say
yeah.
that.
Rob, if I'm going on a road trip, if we're going to go on a road trip somewhere, if you're not like part of the gang, there's a gaping hole because socially it's you got to be there. And
but
I know
on the bright
more
side,
space.
The mileage is much better.
You're not the life of the party, but you're a tremendous asset to the party. Room. And I'm just, you know what? I'm trying to look at this from a lot of different angles. Maybe he hates Zoolander.
I don't hate Zoolander.
Well, yeah,
Mike,
I think you do.
You just mentioned something that I think is key to this argument that. Rob,
it's an argument.
It was a prompt decline, which should be followed up with a prompt registry gift to say, "Here you go. You've been taken
you don't,
care
you
of."
You have no idea what you're even talking about.
Well, that's
you're allowed
Carrie
to have.
You're allowed to go to the mailbox, getting the mail. It's like, "Hey, Zoolander invited us. I'm not going to that."
That's exactly God, like you were there.
I'm not going. Well, prompt decline. I got it, and you know, before we even, you know, it sat on our counter for
before
weeks,
you knew you had surgery coming
yeah,
up or anything.
But as a courtesy, and Mike, you should know this better than anyone because you've had lots of weddings. As a courtesy, you want to be able to know your head count early on, and so if you're not going to go, you send the decline promptly.
Mm.
Well, in terms of being polite.
No, I mean, I think that I didn't know whether I think when I get an invite like that, I know that
you
want to
make
important.
Sure you can make it, so you can't say no right away.
But I knew, but you knew you weren't going to be there because even before your hip surgery, you would have been in Maine.
Yeah, but at the same time, that
was
one
down the coast.
That was one where you know getting out of the old Pine Tree State might have been
because
I knew it would be kind of a decent
and a party. And you know, Zoolander's not going to skimp on anything.
No, yeah. He's going to really thoot the moon.
You know, jerk.
And I've been to interns' weddings before. Yeah. I've been to, you know, the, well.
Which one was that?
The same one you went to.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
Do you know the one we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the one that was dry, that was a dry wedding? Do you remember?
Oh, was that dry?
Yep. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I believe so.
CG.
Yes.
Right?
No, that wasn't dry.
Yes, it was.
Funny, yes, I got really drunk there.
No way.
Yes.
No way. He had a dry wedding. He had a dry wedding.
It not that you were really hungover and you didn't drink?
No, I could have sworn it was a dry wedding. I don't know, but it wasn't fun. Families didn't like each other. But anyway, no names, no lies. We're not going to say this. So
it was a Hatfields and McCoys.
Well, my congratulations to the bride and groom, because I love them both.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow, will you tell us about your gambling trip?
Absolutely. You're going to love the story, Mike. And also, shenanigans.
And I'll tell you about Beluga's sound.
Yeah,
just another thing that makes him the most joyous dog on the planet.
I will say this. Never buy a car with your wife along.
Oh, really? Oh.
Or sell a car, I should say. I'll be specific. Yeah, there's...
Sell a car.
Carrie is a foot dragger.
Oh, well, we'll... But we will have to dive into that tomorrow. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need on the Mike Gomera Show.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web? If you want to see a website with truly unique items every single day, a website that is constantly being updated, and a website that has things that you would think were a lot more expensive than they are, but they're not because they get great deals, it's touchofmodern.com. They've got all the latest trends, whether it's fashion, tech, or decor. Touch of Modern is always changing. That's one of the things I love about this website. You can go there every single day, and you'll see different stuff because they scour the globe to find unique, design-focused products to elevate your style. Jaw-dropping tech gadgets and gear, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, dazzling new and vintage watches. The cool thing about the watches, and I'm a watch guy, they have such an incredible variety and price point watches. You can get the really, really amazing stuff, and you can get the very reasonably priced stuff as well when it comes to watches and everything else. They've got men's fashion accessories, tons of new sales launching literally every day. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all these great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane, everybody.
News!
Michael Cape. Michael Cape. Mm-hmm. He wasn't always Michael Cape. His birth name is Maurice Micklewhite. it's his real name, Michael Maurice Micklewhite.
Really?
Until recently, that was still his legal name, but he finally officially changed it to Michael Caine, and he says it's because of ISIS. This is funny. Here's his quote. An airport security guard would say, "Hi, Michael Caine," and suddenly I'd give him a passport with a different name on it. I could stand there for an hour. So I changed my name. R.I.P. Maurice Micklewhite, another one of the uncounted casualties of 9/11.
Wow.
So that's Michael Caine.
And then after he changed his name, he made 3 more B-movies.
And he said, bippity boppity boo. I love Michael Caine. I know. I wish he wouldn't make the crap movies.
He's got to have a lot of money because he doesn't say no to anything.
Kind of like De Niro in that respect.
De Niro has gotten that way. De Niro wasn't always that way.
Not always that way. But you got a guy like Gene Hackman who kind of went up like right around Crimson Tide and packed it in, right?
Yeah.
And he quit while he was ahead.
He never made Analyze This or Analyze That.
No. God. So bad. The guys behind the Mystery Science Theater 3000 revival shared some big news at Comic-Con on Saturday. I was watching Comic-Con, clips of it, reading news stories about it, and... Nah.
You can almost smell it through the computer.
I so
want to
go.
Can't you?
I so want to go.
You're going to have to really sell me to do that. I just don't know if I could handle it. I mean, if you could really sell me that it would promote the show, I would go. But, man, it's just like it would be. The whole room would smell like brie cheese.
I went to Baltimore Comic-Con.
You did?
Yeah. And
you were a judge.
I was a judge for the costume contest. And
smells great.
Yeah, it smells like accuracy. And the entire bottom floor of the Baltimore Convention Center is all merchandise. It's really all about people selling stuff
and buying things.
There's not as much Comic-Con magic as you were led to believe.
But San Diego, though, is the mecca.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the big one. But it's just, I was, if invited back, I would decline as I would Zoolander's wedding. Promptly.
Well, here's the big news out of Comic-Con, the upcoming Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's been picked up by Netflix. So
man.
Doesn't our man Pat have a small role in that?
Yes, he does.
The Kickstarter campaign to bring the show back raised a record $6.3 million last December, but at the time it didn't have a network. There's no premiere date yet, though they did say it would be in the not-too-distant future. They also announced that the new season will feature cameos by former stars Mary Jo Peel, Bill Corbett, and Kevin Murphy, and it might be Mary Jo Pell.
You know, that when they say in the not-too-distant future, that's from the theme song, so it's a joke. Yeah.
Very cool.
Speaking of Netflix, real quick, something I want to recommend. I know you're probably watching a lot of TV right now. Pony got me hooked on a show on Netflix this weekend called Stranger Things, which is it's set in the 1980s. Winona Ryder is the star, and it's like a Spielbergian horror series. And I went through three episodes standing on my head last night and almost watched a fourth. So I'd love for you to watch it and see what you think.
I think the one Pony I'm watching right now and Rob is The Night Of with John Turturro.
HBO.
Yeah, have you watched it, Oscar, on HBO?
I just started watching it last night, first episode.
It's gritty. Yeah. Very, very cool.
I think they're on their fourth episode of the season.
Are they on their fourth? I know I watched two of the episodes. Yeah. Really, really good. So there are a couple of recommendations for you. Lindsay Lohan might be pregnant.
Like my body.
And
I don't know, just in case.
Yeah. She's on the outs with the father. On Saturday, she got on the she got the rumor mill going with an Instagram post where she accused her fiancé, Igor Tarabasov.
Guy's still the Russian.
Of staying out all night partying. She said, quote,
I guess I was the same at 23.
So I guess he's younger than she is?
Crappy time. It changes at 26 or 27.
That's right. Lindsay, you got it all figured out. Thanks for not coming home tonight. Fame changes people. She also said he cheated on her with a Russian hooker. She posted
you're going to cheat.
Yep. She posted the picture of the two of them where his face is scribbled out. Then she capped off the evening by tweeting a link to pictures of herself in the movie Labor Pains, along with the caption, Lindsay Lohan Labor Pains trailer, I am pregnant. So,
well, that's a good way to make people think you're pregnant.
Yes, sir.
By saying I'm pregnant.
Happy wife, happy life, whatever. I said that. Star Trek Beyond top box office with $59.6 million. Nobody from Paramount is complaining, but that is off from the previous movie, Star Trek Into Darkness, which opened with $70.9 million in 2013. The first Star Trek reboot made more than $75 million when it hit theaters in 2009, so maybe they're squeezing
also,
the last drop of juice out of that.
The summer, this is a tough time to open right now. People are on vacation.
Yep, not a good time, but it's
like
also
going into August, late July. Yeah.
But you know what? If you put a fantastic product out there, they find it.
Zootopia.
Summer blockbusters. Yeah. Zoolander.
I watched Zootopia at home with the kids. Never again. Never. These adult movies that are great. I mean, these kids' movies that are great for adults.
Right.
I don't know if they're that great
they're
for
not.
Adults.
No.
Ice Age. Oh, all right.
Right. You know what? Right. Don't go see it in a theater then, certainly.
Yeah. By the way, if you go to see a kids' movie in a theater and you sit through the trailers, that sound you hear will be the knitting needle actually penetrating my eyeball. That's exactly how I feel with that. It's that bad. Rob Spiewak, if you hate exercising but like the idea of burning a few calories once in a while, consider this an early Christmas present.
Bring it.
Are you ready for this?
Do it.
A new study out of Loughborough University in England found that taking a hot bath can give you pretty much all of the same effects as exercising.
Oh, you see, that's the thing. I hate bathing.
The researchers found that a hot bath reduces your blood pressure, gets your metabolism going, and burns calories. A half hour in a tub burned 140 calories.
I am going to CVS and getting some Jean Nate, and I am going to lose some weight.
You'll be squeaky clean for the rest of the year. And now a little something-something, boys.
Yes.
A 30-year-old guy lives with his 55-year-old mom, and she came home Thursday with some Chick-fil-A. that she had bought for them for dinner. Apparently, he didn't want Chick-fil-A, and it made him furious, so he wound up headbutting his mother in the face for bringing it home. She got a split lip, and she called the cops. The man was charged with misdemeanor domestic battery. I am told by local police that other than that, Pony and Glenda had a really good time on vacation. Couldn't resist. I'm so sorry. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with our first Audio Vault of the Week with Rob Spiewak, everybody.
Oh, hi. I love to spend the day at the beach with the sun and the fun and my oiled muscles. But at the end of the day, I want the funny. And I get so angry. Now, I listen to the Michael Mara Show every weekday at 7 p.m. And they make me the funny jokes and the laughter and things. And I love it. Sure, why not? The Michael Mara Show every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring and you want the best candidates, well, you do. Everybody does.
Sure.
Face it. It's tough. If you got a small business, if you're in the HR department of your company and you're the guy that does the hiring or you're the lady that does it, if you want to find a perfect hire, you got to think big. You have to be smart about it. You need to post your job on all the job sites, all of them. Now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, and you can do it with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry. You cast the net wider, people. You're going to have more success. That's the way it works. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates and rate them and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, July 25, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Congratulations to Oscar and to Mike, not on HIP and graduation, but for going through a whole show without mentioning Pokemon Go. I thought you did a great job. Fine work. My kids are still way into it.
Same here. And my niece and nephew.
Julia got picked up from work, and Carrie said, let's go home. And she said, can we hit the park just for 10 minutes? I'm just about to evolve this guy.
Now, what does evolve mean?
You get them in like an egg state,
yes.
And then they actually become bigger and more powerful Pokemons, pocket monsters. It's still a big deal, but this is a pretty funny moment.
Make America great again.
I believe this was Friday. The State Department was doing a press conference on ISIS.
Yes.
And State Department spokesman John Kirby called out a reporter who was in the front row, sort of listening to the press conference.
As the secretary said earlier today, though, and I think it's an important reminder, you're playing the Pokemon thing right there, aren't you?
Just give me a minute.
Did you get one?
No, the signal is not very good.
Sorry about that.
So the guy says to him, have you caught any? And the reporter complains to the State Department, the cell signal isn't very good.
That's a guy doing his job.
He saw him flicking on his screen and said, that man is playing the Pokemon game.
I have never heard this woman speak, but in the interest of fair play, I say a lot of things about the Republicans, but just basically based on the last 24 hours of news, you know I'm a political junkie.
Yes.
So may I just say this? Debbie Wasserman Schultz! Thank you. I just wanted to say that. Sorry.
Perhaps if she was going through airport security and the airport security officer said, what's your name?
Well, I do this. I would say this first. I would say...
Oh. Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
As she dances out of the convention.
That's right. Not the music I expected.
That's right.
Baseball has changed since Daryl Strawberry played in the
leagues. Oh, yeah. Less cocaine.
I think we all knew about that, but this surprised me. They asked him if he ever pulled women out of the crowds of baseball games to have sex, and he said yes, and sometimes between innings.
I was on the road, yeah. Probably, it's a great possibility. Out of stadium, yeah. Middle of a game. But yes, between the innings, you know, it worked out well. It's just how crazy it was.
He would pull girls out, send them back to the locker room, bang them, and then get up to play. So there's that.
Wow.
Well, no. See, Rob, I have to say that you're right. I'm thinking Doc Gooden. No, the fact is Daryl Strawberry was like a right fielder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he would actually be in the game.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. So, oh my God.
I hope they score another run.
Wow.
So that really surprised me. Now, you mentioned the kicker in your news story. You mentioned Pony and Glenda. Pony went down to Virginia Beach while we were on holiday, and he was kind enough to pull a piece of local advertising for
me. That's great.
That I think you will enjoy.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, if there's a great industry in Virginia Beach, and it's not tourism, it's jurisprudence. And if you have trouble, you want to call Lowell the Hammer Stanley.
Accident victims. Getting money for injured people is a rare skill. Insurance companies often refuse to pay what is fair. The lawyer you pick must be able to make them pay. One way or another, I'm Lowell the Hammer Stanley. When you call me, you get 35 years experience battling the stingiest insurance companies for hundreds of millions of dollars. Just call me. Let's get your share. Lowell the Hammer Stanley, 459 cash.
Trust this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Trust this man with your legal future.
Oh, yeah.
He's the hammer. Cash!
Cash! That's awesome.
All right, I don't know if this counts as being a fan, being a stalker, or being a public nuisance, but a 13-year-old trumpet player and what appeared to be a guy that was his instructor, maybe an older fellow who was on a flugelhorn, they went and stood in front of John Williams' house. Now, you know John Williams, the guy who scored all
composer,
the...
composer, great. Michael Colburn's favorite.
Yeah, he did all the music for Star Wars and many, many others. But
hey,
at the end, John Williams comes out and says hi, which makes me think John Williams is really cool because really this is just a public nuisance.
Can I, before you play this, can I just say this?
Yeah.
I am such a fan of John Williams.
Oh, he's amazing.
I truly believe that he is one of our modern day Mozarts. I truly believe that. And that's really where the composers come now, our movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
What a great guy. This is a cool story.
Do you know where he got his start? I love dropping this fact. He did one of his first paid gigs. He did the incidental music for Gilligan's Island.
Really?
And if you look in the credits, he's credited as Johnny Williams. But he did the background score for Gilligan's Island way back.
Why am I sad you brought that up? I don't know. I just did.
No, but it gives you an idea that, you know, he started out with something that was really sort of, you know.
Yeah, hack crap TV show.
He started in adult films and then worked his way over as he transitioned into the mainstream.
So here's the young youngster.
So he wrote. Da, 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 da,
no, that's the, wrote, the,
yeah,
not the theme.
Else.
The theme was done by someone else. I think Sherwood Schwartz.
So he wrote.
Exactly. And you know
I'm
what?
Okay with that.
And you know what? You just sort of proved my point. You remember the score to Gilligan's Island because it's good music. There
transition.
You go.
Can we get that?
I'd like it.
Can we have that like tomorrow for our transitions?
Sure.
You know?
I'll bring in the Gilligan's Island transitions.
Because really, one of the things on the break, I just decided that I wanted to incorporate more TV music and also more salsa music. Because I think music makes the world go round. Thank you.
So all right. Exciting.
So here's the trumpet player. He's 13, really just stalking John Williams. So he comes
right there. He said hello.
He comes around the corner,
Hi,
John
Mr. Williams.
Williams.
Hello.
Oh. I started to listen. I thought, they would never make it. And they did.
He's 13.
Fantastic.
He's 13. Great this is job. Bryce Hayashi.
So how cool is that? He comes out and actually greets them.
The mom could have kept it in a little more. You know,
Like the videoer always ruins it.
Oh, my
always,
goodness.
Always ruin with the
mouth.
Well,
pull your panties up, lady.
Didn't
Relax.
Ruin it for John Williams because at the end of the video, which I don't have, John Williams invites the mom back into the conservatory.
Yeah, between innings.
And one last thing real quick. I know that it was in all the papers, Mike. Donald Trump is the Republican candidate for president. And I wanted to play my favorite highlight from his acceptance speech.
Please.
Let's close with this.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth.
Yes.
But we will also be a country of law and order.
Ha 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 ha!
Too easy. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, everybody. Have a great Monday.
Oh, good show. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure to join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Now, listen, we have something new. It is a brand new mailing address, okay? Get ready for this. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101. That's Box 32101. Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember that new mailing address, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20000007. Well, yeah, Rob.
Don't we have one more message?
Huh?
We have one more commercial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We do. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So anyway, remember that. It is Washington, D.C., 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. You mean to get so hung up. Our show today brought to you by Texture. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like. I love Texture. Here's the cool thing about Texture. You can put it on multiple devices.
Yes.
That saves you money to get your magazine content on your smartphone or your tablet. I switched over the weekend. I took my I have it on my tablet, but I also moved it onto my iPhone because I've been doing a lot of sitting around and waiting in doctor's offices, and it's fantastic. We're talking about Texture. Instant access to your favorite magazines. You'll never run out of stuff you love. The Texture editorial team recommends new content just for you every day. You'll always be one step ahead of what's going on because the top stories and noteworthy sections get updated throughout the day, and you get all of your magazine content in one place. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free right now. All the magazines, Vanity Fair, Sports Illustrated, Vogue, Cosmo, everything you could possibly want. Start binging for free at texture.com/TMOS. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.